standing by for the command to go to the partial thrust mode in the port and starboard booster. That command should occur about 10 seconds from now. And we've had partial thrust command. Port and starboard should be toggling down to the partial thrust mode. Standing by for main engine cutoff. We have cutoff in the port and starboard and separation. A good separation of the port and starboard boosters. Core booster now powering up to the full power mode. 4 minutes, 10 seconds into the flight. Good chamber pressure in the port. Good chamber pressure in the core booster. And we have partial thrust command in the core. Core chamber pressure beginning to go down. As expected, standing by for MECO. We have MECO. The main engine has cut off. Standing by for stage separation. We have stage separation. Heads is deploying. The nozzle has been extending. Standing by for igniter spark. And we have igniter spark, and we have ignition. Ignition on the second stage. Second stage chamber pressures beginning to rise.
This is Mission Control Houston. We're taking over commentary at this point as we come up on the first two critical Orion program milestones, the service module fairing panel jettison and the launch abort system jettison, standing by for those first two critical events. The service panel jettison has occurred. The three 13 by 14 foot panels have separated, and we have launch abort system jettison. The 361-pound solid propellant motor has pulled the launch abort system free from the upper stage and up from Orion. Everything going extremely well. The first two critical milestones have been accomplished, and we are now processing telemetry from the Orion spacecraft through the tracking and data relay satellite system. Coming up on the 7-minute mark into the mission, Orion and the Delta IV upper stage now 127 miles in altitude. Some 700 miles downrange from the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. Reports here in Mission Control indicate that Orion's guidance systems are up and running in good shape. We are now coming up on the 8-minute mark into the flight. Orion and the Delta IV upper stage, 142 statute miles in altitude, almost 900 miles downrange from the Kennedy Space Center. GPS systems on Orion have come into full agreement with navigation systems on the spacecraft. Orion is functioning perfectly at this point. Orion heading almost due east from the Kennedy Space Center in an orbit inclined just about 28.4 degrees to either side of the equator. 8.5 minutes into the flight, the upper stage is currently traveling and carrying Orion to its preliminary orbit, traveling at a velocity of almost 14,000 miles an hour. Its altitude flattening out. The upper stage ignition will continue for about 11 minutes and 30 seconds from the time it began, with SECO 1, or a second stage cutoff number 1, just about 8.5 minutes from now. As Orion is being carried to its preliminary orbit, all of its systems operating in excellent condition on this first test flight of America's newest spacecraft. We are also processing telemetry through the Antigua tracking station in the Lesser Antilles, southeast of Puerto Rico. Coming up on the 10-minute mark into the flight, Orion is traveling almost 15,000 miles an hour, nearing its orbital insertion velocity. Sailing over the South Atlantic right now, currently 155 statute miles above the Earth. The upper stage of the Delta IV rocket, once it cuts off on this first of two such burns for the upper stage in about 6 minutes and 45 seconds, will have left Orion in an orbit for its first lap of the Earth of about 560 by 120 statute miles. So far, all of the guidance and navigation systems on Orion operating perfectly as it rides at the top of the upper stage of the Delta IV rocket that began its maiden journey just right at the peak of sunrise over the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. Orion now passing 15,000 miles an hour, almost 1,800 miles downrange from the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. The next major event, 5.5 minutes from now, that will be SECO 1, or second stage cutoff number 1. That will be the cutoff of the upper stage on the Delta IV rocket, the engine that has propelled Orion at this point uphill towards its preliminary orbit. A second burn of that upper stage will be coming at the 1 hour 55 minute mark into the mission. That will be a 4 minute 40 second burn that will take Orion out of low Earth orbit towards its peak altitude of some 3,630 statute miles above the Earth. About 15 minutes after SECO-1, or the shutdown of the upper stage engine on this first of two burns that the engine will perform. Orion will be commanded into a barbecue roll, basically like a piece of meat on a barbecue spit. It will roll on a very, very slow basis to provide very even thermal conditioning over the spacecraft for the duration of its flight toward deep space. Very quiet here in the flight control room. All the flight controllers belonging to the flight operations team under the direction of Flight Director Mike Serafin enjoying the view from Orion's cameras, this first ever view from America's newest spacecraft as it continues its climb towards its preliminary orbit. This will be two orbits of the Earth, the first elliptical, the second highly elliptical, out to a distance of 3,630 statute miles, passing through the Van Allen radiation belts twice before its high-speed entry back into Earth and a parachute-assisted splashdown some 600 miles to the west of Baja California, with the total duration for this test flight expected to be 4 hours 23 minutes in duration. 15 minutes 20 seconds into the flight since its launch from the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station, everything continuing to go extremely well with the first phase of Orion's maiden flight, moving from northwest to southeast across the South Atlantic, soon to approach the west coast of Africa. There are a flotilla of tracking stations around the world that are joining to process telemetry from Orion in concert with the Tracking and Data Relay Satellite System. We have been processing data and telemetry through Antigua. There is a tracking station in South Africa that will also augment the Tracking and Data Relay Satellite System, as well as tracking stations at Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean, tracking station at Kwajalein Island out of the Pacific, the Hawaiian tracking station as well, all contributing to process almost uninterrupted data from Orion for this first test flight. Orion is now some 222 statute miles above the Earth at its apogee, continuing to climb as we approach the one-minute mark before second stage cutoff. 45 seconds now until the cutoff of the upper stage engine on the Delta IV rocket for the completion of the first of its two burns. We're going to go back to Steve Agate of United Launch Alliance now at the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Hangar AE. Steve?
And we have SECO. The engine has cut off. Cutoff appeared to be very close to the expected time. The second burn of the second stage engine should begin about 1 hour and 37 minutes from now. Now 18 minutes into the flight. Altitude now about 100 nautical miles. Velocity 26,210 feet per second. Downrange distance 2,908 nautical miles.
That is Steve Agate at the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station and Hangar AE, United Launch Alliance's telemetry engineer, calling the shutdown of the upper stage engine right on time. The flight dynamics officer here in Mission Control, Mark McDonald, reporting that Orion is right on the marks, a perfect insertion into its first orbit. We are currently orbiting at an altitude of 554 by 115 statute miles. And as you can see from the tracking map here, Orion on the upper stage of the Delta IV rocket moving from northwest to southeast, approaching the west coast of Africa. This is an orbit reminiscent of the early days of the shuttle program, when shuttle missions used to send the space shuttle into an almost due easterly orbit. So with Orion now on its way in its preliminary orbit with the upper stage ignition number 2 planned at the 1 hour 55 minute mark into the mission.